I'm David Brancaccio in New York. News emerged over the weekend that a data analysis firm that did work for the Trump presidential campaign harvested data from about 50 million Facebook users without their knowledge or permission. Cambridge Analytica used this info to try to create detailed profiles of voters.
This is the next frontier in advertising, and if it doesn't work now, you can bet that there's going to be ongoing research to try to make it work later. And users clearly have no idea where their data is and how it's being used. For Facebook's part, it is definitely going to be in hot water over this, unquestionably.
My colleague Molly Wood, host of Marketplace Tech.
At the heart of all of this, technologically, is a claim about how much and how well you can really target someone with ads using their personal information. Obviously, you need a lot of data for that, and that's why this company turned to Facebook. Cambridge Analytica and these researchers that it was working with say that they can actually build psychological profiles of users based on all the things you can learn about somebody online, right? How they shop, what ads they click, what posts they like, and what they say when they're on the internet. And the idea is that you could target them so precisely that it's like a mind meld, that you could convince somebody to stay home instead of voting or to change their vote. And remember, Cambridge Analytica is a political data firm.
Marketplace Tech host Molly Wood.